and Kate feeling good at last.
Episode 5 of the Friday Night Karaoke Podcast.
We made it to episode 5. And that was Paul Bright with At Last. And damn.
Yep.
Damn, he killed it. It was so good.
I mean, Etta James.
Amazing.
Etta James, you know, that might have been where it started, but Paul Bright is where it ended.
That was awesome. This is episode 5 of the Friday Night Karaoke Podcast, entitled Feeling Good. And I am Mike Whiston. I am the co-host and co-founder of Friday Night Karaoke and the Friday Night Karaoke Podcast.
I am Joe Rubin with the same title as Mike, and we are excited to be here once again on Friday night, rocking another episode of our podcast with some amazing singers. People have been posting. Mike, how many posts did we get this week? I mean, it was like a ton. I couldn't even get through them all.
I think we're right around 100 submissions to the FNK Good theme of the week. And just as a reminder, in case you haven't been following along, every single week we launch a brand new theme of the week. Are the members of the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Friday Night Karaoke. They give it their all. They pick through their Rolodexes or musical Rolodexes or playlists, whatever, and they find their favorite song. Rolodex, right? Am I dating myself here?
All right.
Let me flip through this. and they pick their favorite song.
And that's just the people who, and that's just the theme of the week ones, plus all the other songs that are submitted that are not in the theme of the week competition, just people who are just singing their hearts out for whatever they want to sing that week. So the previous week we did FNK Bad, where we had the baddest songs from the baddest singers and the baddest people. And now we went the exact opposite, FNK Good. We're going to hear some good, feel-good, uplifting, loving, wonderful, reassuring, amazing goodness songs.
You know, who always makes me feel good when I hear them? Who? Not only does Jennifer Adams...
Me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Always make me feel good when she's singing in our group. And actually, Jennifer Adams has been having some mic problems for the last forever. And she just bought new equipment, went through the whole rigmarole for just for Friday Night Karaoke, and she has her first couple songs this week with the new setup.
Yeah, you know, I think she may have heard our podcast from last week where we said that.
Well, more power to her because she is awesome, and we love hearing it, and it's even better without the crackle. This is going to be Jennifer Adams.
Let's hear it.
Tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I march my band out. Yes, I did make it, but whether I'm a rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye. Oh, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, lonely can die once, right, sir? Oh, that girl's juicy, juicy, and you see I gotta have my bite, sir. Ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart to drama. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. I want what I want, no how. One roll for the whole shebang. One throw, the bell will go clang. High on the target and wham. One gun, just one gun and bam. Hey, Mr.
I'll tell you, nobody is raining on Jennifer Adams' parade after that performance.
Sure. Amazing.
Yep. And let me tell you, so, you know, we just talked about her new gear, and, you know, that was some great sound quality, and she really brought it. And do you know where she recorded that video?
Tell us.
In the car.
Yes! I love karaoke.
The car. Karaoke. I think we have a ton of people who record in the car. You usually record your songs.
I'm in the car right now recording this podcast.
You sure are. What to do when your hotel has horrible Wi-Fi inside the hotel? You go
sit
to your car.
In the car and record in the parking lot.
Woo! All right. So that was, again, Jennifer Adams singing Don't Rain on My Parade by Barbra Streisand, a.k.a. Babs, a.k.a. Is she America's sweetheart? She should
sure.
be. Yeah, why not? So, you know, following the feel-good theme this week, I can't think of a song that really captures this entire theme better than the song that Tyler Turcotte picked by Bobby McFerrin. Whenever things are getting you down, whenever life's getting tough, you know what you need to remember?
Go on.
Don't worry. Be happy.
You do.
Here it is.
Play it.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note, but don't worry. happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. But don't worry, be happy. The landlord said your rent is late. He may have to litigate. But don't worry, I'll be happy. Look at me, I'd be happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone. When you worry, you call me. I'll make you happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. 'Cause when you worry, you'll face a frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Now there's a song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note. Like good children, don't worry, be happy. Now listen to what I said. In your life, expect some trouble. 'Cause when you worry, it makes it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry. No, 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 don't worry. Don't you do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry, it'll soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
It is impossible to listen to that song. It is impossible to listen to that song and not be toe-tapping and in your head or out loud singing along. Because, I mean, everyone knows the four words to that song.
Yeah, exactly. That's really all you need to know. And you know what? Tyler has been a part of this community for since probably close to day one. And he's always posting these uplifting comments, new singers. He's always encouraging people on. I feel like that was definitely the right song for him. And actually, this theme of the week is probably the right song for him. This entire theme of the week was up his alley. So that was fantastic. Nice job, Tyler. Who's next?
That was Tyler Tocat with
yes.
Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. And, you know, I feel like that song would also be amazing for those collaborations that we have going on in the group. We have so many great collabs happening. So many people on the Smule app, especially, joining in. You'll have 1, 2, 10, however many people, and they jump in and sing these songs together. And it's just been picking up a lot of steam in the group, and I can't get enough of it.
This week has been – I've seen more collabs with – all sorts of random people from Friday Night Karaoke just jumping in and singing just random songs that you wouldn't even think of. It's been fantastic, and I really think it's just intensified this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of these weeks, we need to make the theme just pure collabs and just get collab overload. But coming up next, actually, we have a collab. It's one of our awesome moderators, Asma Bully Jones, and one of our amazing veteran singers, Heather Gugnari, and they are singing a Johnny Cash classic, Jackson. Now, I don't normally associate Johnny Cash with Feel Good. You know, usually that's probably the last thing I would think of. But when we set the theme, we actually set it open to interpretation, and, you know, everyone interprets music differently. And actually, Jackson isn't really that negative or sad of a song. But to them, this made them feel really good, and it fits the theme if it makes them feel good. And here it is, Asma Bully Jones and Heather Gugnari singing Jackson by Johnny Cash.
We got married in a fever, other than the pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Oh, I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson town.
We'll go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your health. Go play your hand, you big talking man. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball in Jackson.
See if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, turn loose in my coat. 'Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But I'll laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll leave you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go on to Jackson, you big talking man. I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pam fan.
Well now, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Oh, I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson.
Ain't never coming back.
Yeah, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson ever since the fly went out. Oh, we're going to Jackson. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I stand corrected. That is a positive song.
It is a very positive song. I loved it. That was fantastic.
Yep, I'm completely corrected. I'm like, yeah, Johnny Cash, he's not that positive. You know, I just needed to listen to the words again. That is a super positive
song. He sang some negative
songs,
I mean, for sure. that was a good one.
I mean, when you think of country, that's the last thing you think of. It's like, you know what? I want to feel good. I'm going to listen to a country song today.
Okay.
No?
It depends on which country song you're listening to.
You know what? I don't listen to enough
country songs out there.
I don't listen to enough country.
No, about, like, drinking and, like, you know, driving your car through the country. Like, it's
So
you know.
I like all of those things.
Okay, so then you like country music.
Fantastic. I think I just converted today. So that was Asma Bully Jones and Heather Gunari singing Jackson by Johnny Cash, and it was awesome. I love these collabs. Love them. So coming up next, actually before we announce the next song, we have just in, how many days is it now? It's the 22nd. So in just 8 days, we are going to be announcing on the 30th, we're going to be announcing the next FNK Mic Drop Challenge.
Yeah, we are. I think we're not announcing it right now. We're going to announce it in 8 days.
Yeah, we're not announcing it yet, but it's going to be the, was it called the Summer Mic Drop Challenge, we're calling it?
FNK Summer Mic Drop Challenge.
There we go.
That's the whole hashtag.
Yep, so stay tuned. You're going to hear all about it on the 30th of this month in the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group. Again, that's facebook.com/groups/Friday Night Karaoke. If you're not already a member, please join. It is free to join, and you get to be part of this amazing community. You can sing, you can listen, you can comment, you can share, and you can just be part of this just incredible group of singers and just, you know, passionate people. So,
hey, question for you. Do you have to do the whole facebook.com/group/Friday Night Karaoke? Or can you just go to your Facebook app and type in Friday Night Karaoke and it'll pull us up, right?
Yeah,
like, you don't have to do like a URL, right? Like
you can absolutely just type in Friday Night Karaoke. You'll see us. We have a group and a page. Join the group. You know, the page, you can like it if you want, but the real values in the group. Coming up next, this is just an incredible rendition of this song. You pointed it out to me, actually. Scott Berg is singing a Kenny Rogers song. Again, you know, I'm not a big country fan in general, mostly because I haven't listened to a lot of it, not because I don't like it. And I have never heard the song before. And this is Lady by Kenny Rogers.
What? You know what? In the description of this, one of the reasons why, you know, we put in FNK Good, which is kind of it's vague, right? Was it originally supposed to be the hero of the movie singing the good song? Or was it supposed to be just a feel-good song? And you know, everybody put in their own sort of interpretation of this. And in Scott's description is that he got to see Kenny Rogers, you know, in his later years, perform on stage, and this song reminded him of his parents, and it gave him good feelings, and that's why he wanted to perform this song, you know, on FNK. So,
and that's the beauty of karaoke in general, and that's the beauty of this group. Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely. So here it is, Scott Berg singing "Lady" by Kenny Rogers.
In my eyes, I see no.
just wow. I mean, I have to go back and listen to that again, and then I need to listen to it again, and then I just need to hear the original, because I mean, that was awesome.
It was amazing. It was amazing. And he puts like this badass sort of raspy voice to it too, and really good. Really good.
That might be
he got a ton of comments, by the way, on FNK.
Best song I've ever heard him sing.
Really? I mean, that's a high bar too, because he's got some amazing songs on FNK. So awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Super impressed. That was Scott Berg singing Lady by Kenny Rogers. So coming up next is a song that is undeniably a part of FNK Good. You can't make a feel-good week without Pharrell Williams. And what song by Pharrell Williams?
It's got to be some sort of happy song. It's got to be a happy song somewhere. Is it?
Yeah, it sure is. This is Laura Rodriguez, who's actually a new FNK member. And she comes right out of the gate with a theme of the week submission. And she picked Pharrell Williams with Happy. This is Laura Rodriguez singing Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Yes.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that can go to space. With the air like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news talking this and that. Well, give me all you got and don't hold it back. Well, I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine. No offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Bring me down, can't nothing. Bring me down, your love is too high. Bring me down, can't nothing. Bring me down, I said. Bring me down, can't nothing. Bring me down, your love is too high. Bring me down, can't nothing. Bring me down, I said. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Again, bring me down, can't nothing. Bring me down, your love is too high. Bring me down, can't nothing. Bring me down, I say. Clap along if you feel like the room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you wanna do. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness.
another one. That's another one. You just
amazing.
You can't help but like toe tap, sing along. You can't leave that song without feeling just great.
You can't not be happy listening to that one.
Right. Try listening to that whole song and frown.
And being like sad.
Try to force yourself. Like put it on, put some headphones on, and
you can't do it.
Light up
you
the room
can't
a little bit.
Do it.
Listen to it nice and loud. And try to hold a frown. I promise you it's not going to happen. And let me tell you, when Laura Rodriguez brings Happy by Pharrell Williams to the table, you're eating.
She Excellent. Excellent. All right.
I just came up with that.
That was nicely done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I have at least one or two more this month. We'll see how it goes. So coming up next is he's a phenomenal singer in our group. He gets a ton of comments every time he posts. He sounds like he's trained. I'm not sure if he is or not, but he sounds like he's trained. He puts out some really amazing videos and songs. And this is one of my favorite songs, probably one of all of our favorite songs if you were alive and rocking in the 80s, by Journey. And
what? I was alive and rocking in the 80s.
What better way to feel good than to, you know, don't stop believing? So
I know which song you're going to play.
So Brendan Weber is going to be covering Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Here we go.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. In a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night. Living just a thought emotion, hiding somewhere in the night. Working hard to get my fill. Everybody wants a thrill. Just one more time. Some will win, some will lose. Some are born to sing the blues. Or the movie never ends. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, their shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people living just a fine emotion, hiding somewhere in the night. believing. Hold on till I feel I am. Daylight's fever. Don't stop believing. Hold on till I feel I am. Daylight's fever.
We will never stop believing in you, Brendan Weber. That was awesome.
That was awesome. That was so good. My kids ask me to sing this song to them all the time. I have a special place in my heart for this song. And you know what? Actually, I like the way he brought it down an octave, you know, to get it into actual realistic singing voice. That was pretty cool the way it was transposed down like that. I find it hard hitting those notes. I mean,
well, we always try. You know, this song is a karaoke bar favorite, but it's one of the top 10 songs sung in any karaoke bar anywhere. And probably my favorite thing about it is that nobody hits those notes.
No, everybody. You got to be wearing some real tight underpants.
But
hit those notes.
The beautiful thing is, you don't have to worry about it because everyone else in the karaoke bar is singing it with you. So it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
How you sound.
No one notices.
No one hears you because you know all they hear.
They're like, yeah,
yeah. It's
exactly.
And then suddenly you're friends with everybody.
You have to. You can't walk off the stage after singing that and everyone, like, not notice you. And like, you're friends instantly with everyone in the entire bar.
And isn't that what FNK Good is all about?
It sure is.
What feels better than that? So coming up next, and this is FNK Good. This makes me feel good to post this up because this was an incredible song by one of our moderators. I believe one of our very first moderators, Celeste Applegate. And this is actually the very first song, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the very first song she has ever posted back in the day that she had ever posted in Friday Night Karaoke. And it comes from Hamilton. And she, in the spirit of collabs, she does a self collab with like seven versions of herself. And she's singing Yorktown, The World Turned Upside Down. And she just knocks it out of the park. And we couldn't think of a better song to feature here. So this is Celeste Applegate completely crushing Yorktown, The World Turned Upside Down from Hamilton. Here it is.
The Battle of Yorktown, 1781.
Monsieur Hamilton,
Monsieur Lafayette,
in command where you belong.
How you say, no sweat? We're finally on the field. We've had quite a run.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
So what happens if we win?
I go back to France. I bring freedom to my people if I'm given the chance.
We'll be with you when you do.
Go lead your men.
I'll see you on the other side.
Till we meet again.
I am not throwing away my shots. I am not throwing away my shots. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shots. I am not throwing away my shots.
Till the world turns upside down.
Till the world turns upside down.
So much it feels more like a memory. This is where it gets me. On my feet, the enemy ahead of me. If this is the end of me, at least I have a friend with me, a weapon in my hand, a command, and my men with me. Then I remember my allies is expecting me. Not only that, my allies is expecting. We gotta go, gotta get the job done. Gotta start a new nation, gotta meet my son. Take the bullets out your gun.
What?
The bullets out your gun.
What?
We move undercover and we move as one. Through the night, we have one shot to live another day. We cannot let a stray gunshot give us away. We'll fight up close, see the moment and stay in it. It's either that or meet the business end of a bayonet. The code word is Rochambeau. Take me,
Rochambeau.
You have your orders now, go man, go. American experiment begins with my friends all scattered to the winds. Lawrence is in South Carolina, redefining bravery.
We'll never be free until we end slavery.
When we finally drive the British away, Lafayette is dead waiting.
Chesapeake Bay.
How did we know that this plan would work? We had a spy on the inside, that's right.
Hercules Mulligan.
Spying on the British government. I take the measurements, information, and then I smuggle it. To my brother's revolutionary covenant, I'm running with the Sons of Liberty, and I am loving it. Woo-hoo! See, that's what happens when you roll against the ruffians. We in the shit now, somebody got to shovel it. Hercules Mulligan, I need no introduction. When you knock me down, I get the fuck back up again.
Woo-hoo! What? What? What?
After a week of fighting, a young man in a red coat stands on a parapet. We lower our guns as he frantically waves a white handkerchief. And just like that, it's over. We tend to our wounded. We count our dead. Black and white soldiers wonder alike if this really means freedom. Not yet. We negotiate the terms of surrender. I see George Washington smile. We escort their men out of your town. They stagger home single file. Tens of thousands of people flood the streets. There are screams and church bells ringing. And as our fallen foes retreat, I hear the drinking song they're singing.
The world turned upside down. 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 Down, 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 down.
America, freedom for crime.
Down, down, down.
Down. New nation, gotta meet my son.
Down, down,
we
down.
Want, we want,
we want the world. Turned upside down.
That was Celeste Applegate and Celeste Applegate and Celeste Applegate and Celeste Applegate and Celeste Applegate.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic. And you know what? That fits perfectly with the FNK good theme. When, you know, we were discussing one of the options of good thing was like the hero of the story. That was right on it. On it.
Sure.
And she was freaking fantastic. Fantastic. If you can see the video, by the way, it was her like five times in the video doing the different parts. Really good.
When she first posted that, I remember I got like massive Awkwafina vibes. I don't know if you remember who Awkwafina is. But I was like, is this Awkwafina? Like, I had to do a quick double take. I mean, it sounded and some of the look there. It was like awesome. I was like, wow, Awkwafina's in the group. It wasn't. It was not. It was Celeste, which is even better.
Close enough. Even better. Even better.
So next up, we have a song that – You can't really pick a happier song than this. It comes from Mary Poppins, of all movies.
Yep.
And it has the longest single word name of any song that exists in history. And that song is sung by Luke Falu. Falu? Falu? Am I saying it correctly? Falu?
Oh, God, dude. You're... We got to get you some phonetics under people's names.
I sure do. I need like the little pronunciation.
You ruin
things.
More people's names than anyone else I've ever met.
Luke! I love you, bro. But this is super califragilistic, expialidocious, and this is Luke rocking some Mary Poppins. Here it is.
It's super califragilistic expialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, it always sounds precocious. Super califragilistic expialidocious. I'm the lily, 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 I'm the lily. Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave my nose a tweak and told me I was bad. But one day I learned a word that saved me aching nose. The biggest word I ever heard. And this is how it goes. Oh, super fragile, catalytic, expialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you always sound precocious. Super califragilistic, expialidocious. I'm the lily, 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 I'm the lily. He traveled all around the world and everywhere he went. He used this word and all would say that was a clever gent. When dukes and maharajas passed the time of day with me, I say me a special word, and then they ask me out to tea. Oh, supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you always sound precocious. Supercalifragilistic, expialidocious. I'm the lily, I'm the lily, I'm the lily, I'm the lily. You know, you can say it backwards, which is doxinaxi, estifragilis. That's going a little bit too far, don't you think? So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up the word, and then you got a lot to say. But better use it carefully, or it could change your life. For example,
yes?
One night I said it to my girl, not my girls, my wife. Ow! What a lovely thing she is, too. She's... Supercalifragilistic expialidocious. Supercalifragilistic expialidocious. Supercalifragilistic expialidocious. Supercalifragilistic expialidocious.
I mean, that was just a fun song. I mean, you...
That was fun. You know what? Luke's posted a bunch of songs. He always has a great time posting songs. I love seeing his videos. Yeah. So thank you for posting that one. And it dead on with the theme for sure.
It sure is. If you can see the expression on his face, just ear to ear the entire time.
The grin for like four straight
minutes.
You
can't not smile while watching him sing Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious from Mary Poppins. So Luke, rock on, man. The next song, and it's our second to last, the next song is another collab, but this is a mega collab in the group. So it was organized.
Mega?
Yeah, a mega collab. So it was organized by our newest moderator, Maria Marscross, who's actually been coordinating a ton of these collabs lately. Not really sure how they're going about it, if she's just putting them up and people are joining, if she's putting them up and asking people to join, if she's joining other people's collabs and they're just turning into these giant songs. But however it's happening,
tiny ads in newspapers, you can get collabs everywhere.
Awesome. So this next song, I need to name out who's in these collabs. So this next song includes just a ton.
Wait. Just do first names. Don't screw up everyone's last name, please.
I believe. I'm a believer. Here we go. We have Maria Marscross. We have Dana Laval. We have Heather Gugnari. We have Kara Rurup. We have Jennifer Adams. Reggie Jang. Valenzuela. Oh, I got it. You're going to be listening to Footloose. Here it is.
Welcome. All right.
Hi.
Yes. Let's do this.
We have two.
What? All right.
Let loose. What are we cutting?
Let loose.
Let loose.
Loose. What?
Really?
Not loose. All right. Loose our foot. Hey. Let's just get loose.
Not wearing any socks. Does that count?
Oh, and have fun. Here we go.
So hard, I'm punching my God. 8 hours for what? Oh, tell me what I got. I've got this feeling that times are holding me down. I'll hit the ceiling, or else I'll tear. Everybody got some loose. 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 Lo
That's really what it's about right there, right?
Yeah. Peace out.
Everybody had so much fun with this. If you watch the video, like, everybody's just smiling and laughing the entire time. It was fantastic.
And that
so
is
much fun.
What FNK Good is about. It's just
it is. That's what FNK is about.
It really
Forget
is.
The hashtag. Forget the hashtag. That's what FNK is about.
I mean, this
is
my
about
favorite.
Having a great time, you know, just jumping out of your life, jumping out of the world for a minute, and just having the best time ever, and just singing some songs.
I'm with you. It's hands down my favorite group I've ever been a part of, and it's
hell yeah,
just an absolute honor and a pleasure to, you know, log in every day and just be part of it. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of finish off the FNK Good theme on our podcast number 5, I felt that, you know, we needed to get a little James Brown in here. Because you know who feels good?
Yeah.
James Brown. And let me tell you, the artist...
He sure does!
The artist singing this, shameless plug, is me.
You didn't talk yourself up as much as you usually do.
Yeah,
so that's a change.
I've done it for like the last like 3 podcasts. You know, I'm just out of good things to say about myself.
That's shocking.
I know. So, here it is. This is I Feel Good by James Brown and perfected by Mike Winston.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good, I got a you. Wow, I feel nice, like sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got a you. Sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got a you. Well, I feel good, I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good, I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good, I got a you. So good, so good, I got a you. So good, so good, I got a you. Hey, yeah, FNK, FNK good, yeah.
Damn. Damn, dude. Damn. All right. I need you to do that once for us live on the air. When I hold you in my arms. When I hold you in my. Do it.
When I hold you in my arms.
Yeah.
So my hands down.
That was awesome.
My favorite thing about that artist is how he looks so incredible while having this angelic voice. You'd never really expect him to be so debonair, but he is. I mean, and that's really what brings that artist.
Are you talking about you or James Brown? Are you talking about you?
Oh, damn it. Yeah. Oh, that was me, wasn't it? So
you narcissistic motherfucker.
Right? Seriously. So anyway, thank you. That was our episode 5 of the FNK podcast, FNK Good. We had some incredible artists featured, 11 in total. And this was an absolute pleasure to put together.
I loved it. I loved FNK Good. It was so good.
What's coming next?
Oh, wait. Hey. Oh, next week. Yeah, what's the theme of the week? What are we doing?
So every week on the podcast, we pick the next theme of the week. And tomorrow in the Friday Night Karaoke, or I guess today if you're listening to this, in the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group, we'll actually be posting up the theme of the week at 4 p.m. Eastern. So what is going to be the new theme of the week? Right. We have to come up with something. Usually we do decades.
All right, so let's do a little recap here. So we just did FNK Good. We did FNK Bad before that. We did
FNK Fun.
We did FNK British Invasion.
Yeah. We did a road trip.
Road Trip. Yeah. We haven't done a decade in a while. We haven't done like 80s or 90s. It's been at least several weeks.
We really are overdue for that. But
should we decade it?
We could do something like the 90s, maybe.
I guess, yeah, we could.
Do you know? I have this like itching in the back of my head. You know, I was listening in the car to write said Fred.
No, you weren't.
I was.
Yes, you were.
And I was jamming out super hard, and the thought kind of crossed my mind on the way over here earlier. What if we did FNK Sexy?
Oh.
And we did, you know, it's sexy songs about being sexy, feeling sexy, you know, just FNK Sexy.
It's just like funny sexy, just anything sexy.
Yeah.
FNK Sexy.
Up to, you know, interpretation, and, you know, just like always.
Yeah, leave it open to whatever you think is sexy. Fantastic. Have a good time.
What do you think?
Yes. Yes. FNK Sexy.
All right. That's what it's going to be. So take a look tomorrow /today, 4 p.m. Eastern, and you'll see the new theme posted along with the winners of the previous theme. So that was our podcast. Again, make sure that you go to the Facebook group either in your app and type in Friday Night Karaoke or type in the URL facebook.com/groups/Friday Night Karaoke. I know we've said this before, but we're going to say it again. It would mean the absolute world to us if you were to like or 5-star.
Yeah, click some 5 stars, write some nice reviews for us, hook us up a little bit. We're working hard here. Working hard.
And
I'm sitting in my car for an hour.
Yeah, in case you're not sure. That's right. In a hot car for an hour. You can't even turn it on. Huh. So in case you're not sure how podcasts work, you know, it's all about, you know, the reviews and the stars in Apple and Spotify primarily are what get you discovered in those platforms. So any help that you can give us, any shares, if you love it, please share it away, review it, star it. We will thank you forever. And, you know, please shout us out in the FNK Facebook group. You know, we're very approachable.
Yeah, join the FNK Facebook. Just go to Facebook, your app, and type in Friday Night Karaoke. You'll pull us up right there. You'll find it. It'll be great. You don't have to type in the long URL. And in the meantime, start planning your sexy song, your FNK Sexy. You know, just, I'm too sexy for this podcast.
I have so many of them. I'm sexy and I know it.
Oh, I'm bringing sexy back.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Wait, does it have to say sexy? Does it have to say sexy?
No, it doesn't have to say sexy. It has to be about feeling sexy.
Yeah, just, yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to, you know, clearly define it. I'll put a nice big list of, here's some inspiration, like usual, and we'll kind of take it from there. But this was a fantastic podcast. Thank you all again. And I might actually throw a bloopers reel at the end if I have some time. If not, we'll do it on the next one.
Oh, God, it's going to be too long.
Yeah, we'll see. But thank you all. Catch you on the
Thank
next
you!
One.
Fire karaoke, baby!
Later.